This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. I sound a little bit different this week. I am not using my normal digital equipment. It is in the shop, so to speak, and I'll have it back next week. So we're using more antiquated technology. I was scheduled to be at the Consumer Electronics Show, as I've been for every year for the past 20 years or so. But unfortunately, as many of your listeners know, this year has been a tough year for me medically, and I had something that forced me. I had all my tickets and everything bought and paid for, and unfortunately, I could not make the trip out to Las Vegas, and we have arranged, however, to bring Las Vegas to you. Even though I didn't get a chance to see it live and in person, we got a really great gentleman standing by who's going to be telling us all about CES 2017, the 50th anniversary of the CES show. Along the way, if you've got a question, we have a telephone number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Or if you want to reach out via the email, bob@boblongradio.com. Coming up in hour number two on many of these Auto World stations, we will be joined by racer Greg Hogue and also the gentleman who is known as the Old Car Guy, the CEO of the Old Car Guys, Don Jones, and lots more straight ahead on this edition of Auto World. But right now, let's go out to Las Vegas, Nevada, and bring forth the gentleman who I've been sharing the microphone with for, oh, I hate to think, probably 20 years or so. This is the first time that we've done it on a CES occasion with us not being in person, but it's great to have Jim Barry back with us, official spokesperson for the CTA, which is the producer of the Consumer Electronics Show. Jim, how are you doing?
I'm very good, Bob. How are you? Happy New Year to you, and we miss you out here this year. We hope to see you here next year.
Absolutely, Jim. I had every intent of being there, and unfortunately, I've had some surgery this year, and every now and then something goes a little funky, and I land up in the hospital, and that's what happened. So I look forward to seeing you live and in person in 2018. But let's tell everybody about the big news, 50 years of CES. Tell us more about the.
Yeah, this is the 50th anniversary of CES. The first one in 1967 was in New York City. Show was originally supposed to be in Chicago, but they had a big fire in that year, and so they put it back into moved it to New York for the first couple of years, then to Chicago. It has been here in Las Vegas in the wintertime since 1978 was the first one here. So it's the 50th anniversary. If you look at that first one, some of the new products, think of that, way back in 67, were things like 8-track tapes, which were a hot car item, right? Eight-track tapes, cassette tapes, and color TV was still new.
It's true. I know. We take so much for granted today. And I remember, of course, going into the 1980s, the CD player. First place we saw that was at CES, and Sirius XM satellite radio.
Yep, when they when they came here in 1978, the new technology was the VCR, and then shortly after that, we had the beginning of the CD was introduced here in 1981 and arrived in stores and later in cars in 1984. Then we had the beginning of the video game marketplace with the Atari 2600. We had the home computers. The Atari, the Apple II was out, but the and there were lots and lots of other home computers at the time, from Texas Instruments and Coleco, and the IBM PC came out in 81. And then they deregulated the telecommunications business, and that really set another whole ball rolling. So the electronics industry really grew from there. And then in the last 20 years or so, it has the digital revolution has really taken over. So as things more and more devices became digital, using digital technology, we now have here, we have the Internet of Everything. We got everything connected. We have smart everything. Connections is a big big part of the show, our smart connections. So we've got connected homes. We have connected cars. We have connected just about everything as sensors have gotten better and wireless technology has gotten better.
Even has gone so far as to morph over into collecting personal data if someone is exercising. Of course, a lot of people are wearing those Fitbits these days, and that kind of technology also spun out of CES not that long ago.
Well, you're right. And we have a whole section here. You know, this is, as I said, we said it's the 50th anniversary. It's also the biggest show ever. This is 2.6 million net square feet of exhibit space. That is 45 football fields. And having attended for many years, you know, Bob, how big this is. And over 3,800 exhibits. There'll be about 170-some-thousand people from all over the world. This is truly an international CES, with more than 50,000 of the attendees are from other countries. And when you think about that, this, you know, those kind of numbers, this also is a, this is a trade show. It's not open to the public. So
yeah,
when you think about that, it's really remarkable.
It is the largest trade show in Las Vegas. And that's saying a lot, because Vegas has, I think, more space than any place. The SEMA Automotive Show in November is extraordinarily large, but CES dwarfs that. So that gives folks an idea of how much is going on and has been going on over the last 4 days, and, of course, the media day before that. As usual, Jim, a lot of great keynote speakers for 2017.
Oh, yes, yes. You know, really interesting on the keynote speakers that I found this year was that not only did we have what you would consider regular keynoters from in the electronics business, so you had and also some newer companies to a lot of people, or brands, Huawei, for instance, which is a Chinese company, Qualcomm, which makes the engines in a lot of our mobile phones and so forth, and NVIDIA, which makes lots of the engines in graphics processors for a lot of video games and computers, and now also for virtual reality. But there also were really interesting keynotes here from Nissan. This has become a big auto show. We can talk a little bit more about that, as you know. But also from Under Armour, the clothing, the fitness clothing maker, because they have sensors in your workout gear now. And Under Armour also has smart scales, and you can really use these as a health and fitness company. And then one other keynote was by the CEO of Carnival Cruise Lines. So you'd say, what are they doing at a CES? Well, they have a huge exhibit here, too, Carnival, because they're introducing a new some new social media and a medallion that you can get when you go on one of their cruises that will do all kinds of things. It'll keep track of where you are. It'll open and lock the door of your stateroom and let you buy and pay for your drinks and your meals and all the rest of that kind of stuff on the cruise as well as in the port. So Carnival, Nissan and Under Armour, along with more traditional electronic companies, Huawei, NVIDIA, and Qualcomm. So it really demonstrates the breadth and depth of this industry.
So true, Jim. We'll put it in neutral, take a pit stop when we come back on the other side. More with Jim Barry, spokesperson for the CTA, producers of CES 2017. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you living with pain? I was, after a nasty fall. I got relief with 1 hour pain relief. I'm Barry Yarkoni, president. And here's Lisa, a Marine who was injured in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers for lingering head, shoulder, back, and knee pain. But I hated the dangers and side effects. My friend told me about 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm off the drugs.
1 hour pain relief is the result of 15 years of research on an amazing extract from hops, the plant used to flavor beer.
Whether your pain is from an injury or just aging, you get safe all-day relief in less than 1 hour.
We're so sure you'll love 1 hour pain relief too that we'll send you a 1 week trial for just a small shipping charge. Call 800-269-9500 right now. That's 800-269-9500. There's no gimmicks, no obligation, no automatic shipments. Stop living with pain. Call 800-269-9500 for your 1 week trial or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-269-9500.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bro.
broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue. This is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're shining the spotlight on the Consumer Electronics Show 2017 in this hour of the broadcast. Normally, I am there on site. Unfortunately, this year, some medical stuff kept me away from the beloved show, but I will be back in full force with God's help for 2018. Jim Barry, a great friend who hails from my neck of the woods from suburban Boston, Massachusetts. Of course, I'm moved down here to Florida for a media company that unfortunately never came to be, but I will be moving back to New England very soon. And Jim, ironically, down here in Florida, it's in the 40s today, so it is very cold for Florida. And how's the weather been out in Las Vegas? It's a perfect venue simply because of the weather this time of the year out there.
Yeah, well, it's been a little chilly, but it's nice. And certainly not like back home in New England, as you mentioned, where we got snow. We got, I think, 8 or 10 inches of snow in my backyard yesterday. But I'm looking forward to heading home there tomorrow. We're wrapping up this biggest show ever. Today is day four. And as I said, it's been the biggest ever. And one of the most interesting things, I think, for your listeners is, and we've discussed this in years past, Bob, is how this has become a big automotive show as well.
Sure.
As a big consumer electronics show, CES. It's become as automobiles have become more and more driven by, if you will, by technology. As a matter of fact, the chairman of Audi a couple of years ago called the automobile the platform for consumer electronics for the 21st century. And just the other night here, Faraday, the new electric car company that's looking to get off the ground, they announced it last year. This year they showed the car that they say they're going to deliver next year in 2018. There are some skeptics about that, but they showed a very cool car. They didn't put a price on it yet, although they said you can order one by putting $5,000 down. But the interesting thing about that was in the presentation, the executive from Faraday made a point of saying, we're not a car company, we're a technology company. And that's really, I think, what this show has become. We've got nine of the top automakers here. And as you know from when you've been here, Bob, these are not little exhibits. These are big auto [S2] Yeah. [S1] Show kind of exhibits with prototypes, with concept cars, with some really nice current automobiles, including we have electric cars, of course, and we have autonomous vehicles. That's the other big thing, cars that drive themselves.
And, of course, in recent years, autonomous vehicles have gotten an awful lot of publicity, and we're seeing the use of autonomous technology already by a few automakers. And I know every year at CES, They usually have some test drives available. How about for 2017, any autonomous vehicles allowing people to experience the drive?
Yes, indeed. And you see them all around Las Vegas. And it's one of the interesting things. When I talk to my friends about this, one of the first things many of them say is, no, I don't know about getting in a car with no driver, you know, and to which I usually say, well, it depends on who's driving, whether I want to get in the car with some of my friends driving. But this is something that's coming. And again, you and I have been discussing this, Bob, probably for 10 years or so about the autonomous vehicles that they've been talking about here. And I remember as recently as 5 years ago where the conventional wisdom was pretty much, oh, well, this is going to happen. It'll be maybe 2030 or so. You know, it's going to be a while, sometime in the 2020s. But it's happening really quickly now. And the other thing that's happening is the combination of an autonomous vehicle with the sharing economy. Uber, for instance, they're testing that in Pittsburgh right now, where if you call an Uber, you could get one that doesn't have a driver in it. So they're delivering truckloads of produce, and they actually delivered a truckload of beer with an autonomous vehicle. There's a lot of that being tested in Arizona. So we're going to see a lot more of that. I think it's coming much more quickly, and it will be in both commercial applications and for consumers in their personal automobiles.
it's fascinating. And like you say, we've seen this in bits and pieces over the last decade, but it seems to be moving at quite a rapid rate. It's interesting, of course, over the years, we've seen some debut vehicles at the Consumer Electronics Show, even before the very closely held North American International Auto Show in Detroit. Ford showed off their electric Focus a few years back. And the folks at FCA, Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, they chose CES as a venue to show off a concept car this year rather than showing it off in their hometown. And I thought that was quite a statement in itself.
It really is, because as you point out, and you and your listeners know better than I about the big international show in Detroit, and I talked to several radio stations in Detroit over the last couple of days, and it is really a huge change. And again, it's, I think, part of it. Even the chairman of Ford has said that they're really not an auto company anymore. They're a technology company. So where would you introduce new technology? Where else but at CES?
That's right. And as you say, those booths that they have on display at CES are International Auto Show quality, and they're just a real work of art and testimony to the power of the CES show. In addition to autonomous driving and electric vehicles, this is also the place that a lot of car companies like to show off their connectivity. I know also FCA had an announcement that their Uconnect system was partnering up with Google and a number of other companies also with similar type announcements.
You're absolutely right. And the connected car, you know, that's what really the show is about, connected vehicles, really connected everything. But the other thing that's happening as these connections happen, not only in autonomous vehicles, but one of the hottest things here is a product category or a technology that was in a product that one of the hottest ones last year and over the holidays, and that's the Amazon Echo, also known as Alexa, and also, or the Google Home, known as Hey Google. This uses two of the hardest technologies to master, voice recognition and artificial intelligence, and putting them together, it's just starting to take off. So we're going to see that use in the connected smart homes, where you can control things very simply by using voice commands, and we're going to see a lot more of that in automobiles as well. So we have connected homes, and we have connected automobiles. We really have connected pockets and purses with all these small devices, digital devices we can take with us.
Amazing. So people are going to be able to access if they have an Alexa or one of the other Echo devices from their vehicle and be able to control lights and other things within their house. That's remarkable, Jim. And the other thing I hear about is the technology that allows cars to talk to one another on the road.
Right.
That was unheard of a decade ago.
I know. Well, that goes to the point we were making where people say I'd be a little concerned about getting in a car without driver. But this V2V technology, they call it, vehicle to vehicle. So, you know, and some of us have, there's elements of all of these things, as we've discussed before, in a lot of cars. If you buy a new car today, you're going to find...
It's true. Hold that thought, Jim. We'll be back with more after this. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
I thank you so much for joining me here today on Auto World. We are bringing you coverage of the Consumer Electronics Show 2017, wrapping up after 4 days in Las Vegas. Joining us live in Las Vegas is Jim Barry, spokesperson for CTA, the Consumer Technology Association, the folks that put this show together. And what an amazing show it is. And before the break, we were talking about autonomous vehicles and also B2B, vehicle-to-vehicle communications. And, Jim, you're absolutely right. And I quite often think back to that phrase that you coined probably 4 years or so ago when you came out to Vegas and you said an auto show had broken out at an electronic show.
Yeah, exactly right. That was some of my old pals and I. We said we came to CES and an auto show broke out. And that really has. But, you know, there's a couple hundred thousand square feet of that 2.6 million overall square footage here at the show that is in automotive products, including, as we said, those nine of the top automakers with those big auto show kind of very, very glitzy displays. So that is, you know, that's a big change here. And I was mentioning also that, you know, if you buy, when you buy a new car these days, especially if you buy one that's a little higher end, you're going to get a lot of these elements already built in. The parallel parking automatic, the lane change sensors and so forth. And when you start putting all that together and then connecting these vehicles, the connected cars, that's when you get the autonomous vehicle. So the other thing is that, you know, this will really change the nature of the automakers. You know, when people start having the capability, as we said, with things like Uber, and the automakers are starting to work with those companies on how they will supply vehicles, and then if you have autonomous vehicles, people won't necessarily have to buy a new car and leave it parked in the driveway overnight, in the lot at work during the day. Maybe they'll have other ways to get around. So these car companies that are transforming themselves into technology companies are doing it because it's the way the world is going, but also it's part of their survival.
It's true. I mean, it's changing every day. Cadillac had an announcement last week or so. For $1,500 a month, you don't own a single car. You own access to any particular Cadillac that you want. If you want, a crossover during the week, and you want their sports sedan, the CTSV, on the weekends, and if you're going on a big trip, perhaps you want the Escalade, you can get whatever you want for that one flat rate, kind of an open-ended deal. And that's quite innovative. And you're absolutely right, Jim, with many of the car companies getting into the autonomous driving realm, and a lot of auto journalists, you know, question the reasoning behind it. I mean, some of the auto executives have said to me that if we get them in the autonomous market, then folks are going to fall in love with our vehicle and they'll buy our brand. But
yeah,
I tend to differ on that, because I think a lot of the people that are going to be using the ride-sharing technology are not necessarily candidates for purchasing a car.
Right. Well, you're absolutely right. You know, we see some of this again. Going and to the dealer and buying a car, and then after several years trading it in and getting a new one, or buying a used car, that's the way we've done it for 100 years. But technology has changed so much that now we'll be able to do the kinds of things that you were mentioning. And again, in some parts of the country, that already happens. Think of people who live in big cities. I have a lot of friends in New York, some of whom don't even have a driver's license. They certainly don't need a car in the city, but they now have, we're going off to the country for the weekend, we'll rent a car. But now you have things like Zipcar and other ride-sharing kind of capability. So it's very different. And one of the most interesting things is how you can see those differences here at CES, because it's technology that is making those changes. And we also see, you know, this is, as you know, Bob, this is a big conference session as well as exhibits and trade show. And those are the kind of issues that are discussed. I was at a dinner the other night where Mark Fields, the chairman of Ford, spoke, and he was talking about these very things, about the connected cars. And he had a very funny thing where they talked about, they showed some pictures of, I think it was 2003, when he spoke then with Bill Gates, and they were talking about Sync, the introduction of Sync. And that's not so long ago, but you look at it now and you say we've come way, way far away from that.
That is so true. I mean, the technology aboard a vehicle today, and the melding of technologies too. I mean, you and I, as you mentioned a little bit earlier, you know, the 8-track morphed into the cassette, which morphed into the CD, and now, of course, people using digital audio streaming. Bluetooth streaming is very popular, but along the way, we've seen all kinds of different incarnations. It used to be car stereo, but now it's car infotainment, because you also have the video elements built into it as well.
You're absolutely right. That's what we used to call the category here. We're going over to the car stereo area, and if you remember also, it used to be who had the loudest bass, and a lot of it was outdoors, and that's changed big time. But, you know, before I have to go, I should mention one other great place here at the show that started in 2012. It's called Eureka Park. And when we started it in 2012, there were 50 exhibitors. This year there are 600. And this is kind of the soul of innovation of the show. This is where where little companies come to get noticed, and with an idea for a better electronic mousetrap. It's really a great place to be.
And certainly it's a great honor to win an award at the Consumer Electronics Show, and the competition is fierce, but hats off to all the winners for 2017. Automotive lovers tend to love gadgets and tend to love technology across the board. Jim, stepping outside of the automotive sector, what was the hottest TV and some of the other hottest things that you saw this year for 2017?
Well, TVs, they have what they're calling wallpaper TVs, thinnest, less than a tenth of an inch thick or thin, if you will. We even see some prototypes of ones that are flexible displays, this OLED, organic light emitting diode, that you can fold up or roll up. So that's those are prototypes. You wouldn't be buying one of those this year. But the 4K UHD ultra-high definition sets, these are the this is the ones that are the latest generation, but they're also showing some 8K, which is even better picture quality.
Oh, wow.
But it's not only about the pixels, the picture elements, it's about every other part of that goes into a great TV picture.
It's just amazing. For folks who would like to check out, of course, it's been covered by every major news outlet, but the Consumer Technology Association has a couple of cool websites we should mention for folks to
sure.
check out.
Well, CTA.tech is the association's website. CES.tech is the show's website. You can check it out there. And then, as you mentioned, there are lots of websites, tech websites that are here, Cover the Show, Digital Trends, Engadget, Gizmodo, CNET, all of those. You can check those out and get a virtual show.
It always is an exhausting time for you, my friend, as I know you have to do a lot of East Coast early morning TV shots and everything else. As it's the last day of 2017, you can finally start to breathe a sigh of relief.
I'm doing that, Bob, and I look forward to seeing you here next year.
Absolutely. I can't wait, Jim. Thank you very much for your time here today.
Okay, thanks.
There he is, Jim Barry from the Consumer Technology Association, the producers of the Consumer Electronics Show. It's a great event, and as I mentioned, I've been there every year up until this year, but I'll be back there next year. You can guarantee it. Telephone-wise, if you have a question about anything to do with what we were talking with Jim about connected vehicles, about autonomous driving, I always like to throw that question to our listeners. Would you be interested in an autonomous vehicle, a vehicle that is driven by a computer? There are many experts in this realm say that, you know, there are about five different varieties of autonomous driving, with the fifth derivative being you just sit back and read a book or look at a video. But in a level one, we're really already seeing, we're seeing a lot of automakers offering, as Jim pointed out.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If your car is no longer covered by a manufacturer's warranty, repairing it can break the bank.
Rebuild, replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild, replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. A vehicle service contract just makes sense. And a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty makes the most sense. Many other companies hit you with a large down payment. With Toco, there's no down payment. And with Toco, you can pay as you go with affordable payments. Don't waste another minute. Pick up the phone and call Toco right now to start saving big money on expensive covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle. The monthly price for most plans, about the cost of a tank of gas per month. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-721-4928. That's 800-721-4928. 800-721-4928.
Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by WarranTech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining me as we continue to talk about technology and automobiles. The Consumer Electronics Show is wrapping up in Las Vegas as we speak, and always a great place to check out. And have you seen any of the coverage on any of the major TV networks or any of the technology shows? Lots of cool stuff as usual. But before the break, I was talking about the different layers or levels of autonomous driving, and we're already seeing it in driver aids is what I tend to refer to some of this technology as, you know, blind spot indicators. That's something that we didn't have that many years ago. Lane correction or lane assist, lane departure assist is pretty common across the board. And there's, you know, it runs the gamut from everything from an audible warning that you're drifting out of the lane to tugging at the steering wheel, or even in some General Motors vehicles at one time, they had a rumble factor in the seat. If you were driving and you drifted over the left side lane, the left side of your seat would rumble, would vibrate, probably one of the more unusual ones. I have experienced the autonomous braking myself in a couple of different vehicles. I first drove one of these high-end BMW in stop-and-go traffic just outside of New York City, and it was kind of an eerie feeling at first with the car being able to drive itself in stop-and-go traffic. Could not help but kind of keep my foot hovering over the brake, not trusting 100% that it was going to work. But it did work, but it still, you know, required my full attention. I wasn't going to leave it up to the vehicle that is owned by the car company and belonged to me. I'm not going to let anything happen to it if I can step in at the last second and override the automatic feature. That's what you got to be able to do. Another one, which is quite impressive, Subaru has a system called EyeSight, ensure that you come to a stop if you are driving one of these Subaru vehicles in stop-and-go traffic. And again, this is engaged in a cruise control-esque mode. So, for example, when I drove a Subaru Outback fitted with this feature, I was driving on a road with a top speed of probably 50 miles an hour. So the range of speed on the road was between 35 to 50, but there were lights on the road. So at times you would have to come to a complete stop. So much to my surprise, the Subaru system worked flawlessly in bringing the car down from 50 miles an hour, could see ahead that it was stopped vehicles and brought the vehicle to a complete stop. And then when the light changed, it started up with the flow of traffic and, again, started inching its way up to my set cruise control speed. That's something that we're seeing on a variety of manufacturers right now. I don't know about vehicles talking to each other. And it brings up a whole issue about hacking, too. The folks at FCA, Chrysler Automobiles, had experienced some problems with some of their Jeep vehicles that someone was able to actually get in and hack some systems on the vehicle. That's not good. Our newly elected President Donald Trump has talked about not emailing anything of any significance, any international or national security influence, because he said there's no such thing as a safe email. He'd like to bring back couriers and delivering messages from one leader to another or one branch of government to another. So for all the technology that we've invented, we've also invented a whole slew of people who love to get in and invade that technology. Another thing that is going on, I know that there are thieves out there that like to hack electric garage door openers, but something new, and I believe you hear a commercial here on GCN Live, on a product that will protect you from this, and that is the key fob. Evidently, there are people out there that have the technology to actually scan your key fob from afar, and then as you go into the store or wherever you're parking your vehicle, they then can get that hacked code and enter your vehicle and attempt to steal it. So, again, with technology comes risks, and it's going to be interesting to see how autonomous driving plays out. As Jim Barry from the Consumer Technology Association said, we've come a long way in a very short period of time. When I speak to experts in the autonomous realm, most of them say that, before we get to the complete, sit back, watch a movie, and let the car drive you to where you're going to be, it's going to be quite a few steps along the way. And if you get to that level, and in particular one gentleman labeled it five different levels of autonomous driving, with level one being what I experienced, automatic braking or automatic lane departure systems. There are some systems that will actually steer the vehicle back into the proper lane if you are veering out of the lane unintentionally. If your directional signal is on and they know that you're changing lanes, that's a different story. But the gentleman that I spoke with, who chooses to remain anonymous, says that it's probably going to be at least 10 years before we have a vehicle that you can get in and just not pay any attention. All these systems that we have in place now, and there are only going to be more added in the vehicles to come, still require the driver to keep their hands on the wheel. Matter of fact, there are a number of manufacturers right now that have the technology to know if your hands are off the wheel, because I tried that with a FCA vehicle like Chrysler 300, which had the technology to steer itself, basically. And as soon as I took my hands off the wheel, immediately indicator lights went on and the dashboard put your hands back on the wheel. So they want you to be ready to take over at a moment's notice if, for whatever reason, the automatic systems fail. As we've seen with Tesla, the high-end electric car maker, There have been a number of deaths involved with vehicles that were placed in a higher level of cruise control in which the driver wasn't informed that they, he or she, still had to keep their hands on the wheel, still had to be ready to slam on the brakes or press on the gas pedal to get out of a dangerous situation. So there have been a couple of Tesla vehicles that have been crashed, and people have gotten killed because basically the vehicle did not see another vehicle in the line of sight of traffic. So this is a great time, a golden renaissance of vehicles, but it's also a time of testing. And as I said a little bit earlier today, it kind of reminds me a lot of the early days of the automobile, the turn of the 18th into the 19th century, where we had many different incarnations of being able to propel your vehicle in various sorts. A lot of the technology that people think is brand new is actually quite old. Or electric vehicles. Way back in 1905, there were electric vehicles. There were steam-powered vehicles. Just as today, there are electric vehicles. There are no steam-powered ones, but there were diesel-powered vehicles then, and there are diesel-powered vehicles now. And, of course, today we've got hybrid technology merging electric power with a traditional gasoline engine, and that was experimented many decades before it became commonplace as well. It's going to be interesting to see how all this stuff plays out, and be interesting to see how consumers react to all this technology becoming available. I don't know about some of these, being an automotive geek, being a car enthusiast, I personally love driving and would always love to own an automobile. I always treasure the vehicles that I own and take great care of them and have great pride whenever I am behind the wheel of a vehicle that I personally own or if I'm driving a test vehicle. But evidently there are people out there that don't feel that same way about vehicles. I blame a lot of folks on the side of marketing. There hasn't been a great deal of information given out to generations of vehicles about the history, the past of vehicles, how vehicles of yesterday morphed into vehicles of today. But I mean, when you look at what's available today, it's simply remarkable. You've got four-cylinder, two-liter engines performing as if they were V6 or V8 engines. It's definitely very much a changing time. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Law.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has been the go-to source for everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories, and request a Jeep, truck, or general catalog, and see the latest project cars and car show event calendar at 100.jcwhitney.com. 100.jcwhitney.com.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653.